This is Noah Eisner from View from the Bleachers interviewing top Cubs prospect and current Iowa Cubs first baseman Anthony Rizzo. Anthony, first, thank you very much for taking time out of your day to call me. I understand you guys had a very late arrival to Sacramento this morning.
No problem. How's it going?
Very good, thanks. Yet another very good game yesterday, a single, a home run, and a stolen base. You have a wide array of tools that are reported throughout all the scouting blogs, but stealing bases is not one of the common ones you see about you. I have to ask how that came about in the first inning yesterday.
Well, it was a lefty pitching, and a very slow move, kind of just read the base runner, so I just took off first move, and he actually picked over to first, but he's real slow, and I just beat the throw to second. So, I mean, that's something in my game that I think is very, it's just overlooked. I mean, I could steal bases when I have to, if I need to. So, just something in there that I know I could do.
And it's always a great thing to have added, especially on the first base position, where a lot of times you see guys who just really can't steal bases.
Yeah, it's kind of just reading pitchers and reading catchers, and you got to be smart on the bases, and the only way I'm going to be able to steal bases is if I'm safe every time, because the second I get thrown out is when I'm going to be red-lighted all the time. So it's got to be real smart on there.
Is that something that you've had to work on a lot, just being able to read the pitchers? Is that just something that sort of comes naturally as you see guys more and more as you continue on your professional career?
I think it's just something that, working with so many pitchers and seeing all their pickoff moves, I mean, I know all the little things pretty much our staff does before they're about to throw, and it's just you pick up on those things, and like I said, it's just about being real smart on the bases.
You're having a great year so far with the Iowa Cubs, and you're pretty much dominating the Pacific Coast League for the second straight season. A lot of Cub fans don't get the opportunity to see what you guys down in the minors are doing to improve on a day-to-day basis. What aspects of your game have you been focusing on to get ready to contribute to the Cubs in Iowa this season?
Having a lot of fun. A great team here, great coaching staff, and the clubhouse is a lot of fun. It makes it a lot easier to be playing ball than every day. And as far as baseball part, it's just about staying in your routine and working on little things to stay better every day, staying through balls, coming through ground balls, working on your throws to second base, staying through the low and away pitch. It's just all little things that every baseball player is trying to get better at. And, it's really now about being consistent every single day.
Coming into this year, the understanding of most Cub fans is that when you were involved in the trade with Andrew Cashner, that you were pretty much told on day that you were going to start the year in Iowa and Brian LaHare was going to be the starting first baseman with the Major League Club. Were there some benefits to knowing that coming into spring training? And if so, what were those benefits?
I don't think there's any benefits knowing that. No minor league guy wants to be in the minor leagues, let alone AAA, when you're real close to the big leagues. But, I went into spring training with the mentality of just trying to win a job with the Cubs, and unfortunately I did it, and I can't control that. But now I'm just here just doing what I have to do and helping this team win. And like I said, we have a great group of guys down here, and it's been a lot of fun.
Well, on that note, I don't know how much you read the press about you, but is it nice to read press where you have Cub fans really itching and Cub media really itching for you to get up to the majors to contribute on the major league team?
You know what? Last year I got caught up in the press around the same time when I was with the Padres, and it just did no good for me. So I've really been staying out. A lot of my friends will call me and tell me this and that, but I've been just keeping my head focused on today, doing what I have to do today, and then going from there. It's nice to hear everyone, but at the same time, I just have to still do my job and get better and be prepared when I do get the call.
Now, I mean, speaking of last year, I mean, last year you ended up moving from the Tucson Padres, the AAA club there, which reportedly has one of the most hitter-friendly parks in professional baseball, to Petco, which is arguably the worst hitter's park in baseball. Was there some real frustration with just dealing with Petco Park, where you just hit a ball right on the screws and it would just die?
No, Petco is a big park, but I mean, you still got to hit the ball. And last year was very frustrating after getting called up after a while. And there's just things I didn't know what I was doing. I was kind of at loss for words, I guess. And can't blame it on the park. You know, it's not the park's fault that I was swinging and missing at a 88-mile-an-hour fastball right down the middle. So, I mean, I think it was a variety of things. But, I mean, the year's over. It's in the past. And just worrying about today.
One of the things that's fairly, you know, widely stated is that for as big as some of the jumps between the minor league levels are, between especially it's high A and double A, that there's nothing that compares to the jump between triple A and major league baseball. Was that your experience essentially?
Yeah, it's the same exact game. It's the best of the best. There's no moving up from the big leagues. You can't go up. Everyone is the best, so it's a lot of fun. There's no weak pitchers, there's no weak hitters. Everyone is good, so I mean it's where you want to be from a competition standpoint, and definitely an adjustment, but it's an adjustment that everyone has to make.
On the opposite side of Petco and Wrigley Field is known as a place, especially when the wind's blowing out, that's really friendly for power hitters, especially left-handed power hitters. Are you looking forward to being able to take advantage of the dimensions and the wind blowing out in Wrigley?
It'll definitely be nice, but I'm just looking forward to, you know, to things that come for this whole Chicago Cub organization. Right now, you know, the guys are playing hard up there. I know we're playing hard down here, and I feel like there's a lot of good things to come, and if we're all moving in the right direction.
You've been with three organizations now, all with Jed Hoyer and two of which with Theo Epstein. But two of those organizations are really known for having rabid fan bases, the Red Sox and the Cubs, and one that's less known for that with the Padres. What are the best things about playing for an organization with such a wide and devoted fan base, and are there some downsides to that as well?
Yeah, well, The good thing is just the passion that everyone has for baseball here and the will to win. That's what it was when I was drafted. When I was younger, just the will to win, it was preached to us every day that it's all about winning up there. And if you win a World Series, you know, you'll be set. And I feel like that's the same way here. And there's pros and cons to it. Everything you do will never be good enough. But that's baseball and that's life. You know, you always want to get better as a competitor, and I mean anything I do is never good enough, so in my own eyes. So but having a fan base and having such a good following is definitely a lot easier to go out and play every day with all the energy and the fan in the stands.
And with being so close to being ready or being ready, a lot of people would say that you are ready right now to be in the majors, and we talked about this a little earlier. Is there a frustration with the fact that with the way the business of baseball works, the things that you have really no control over, like service time and arbitration and when you become a free agent, are these things that affect when you're going to be called up?
They could be. If you could look at it that way. But, I mean, all I get is in the way of whenever it happens, it happens. I don't really look at the business side of it, but, I mean, I said at the beginning of the year, hopefully this is just a small little hiccup in my career in the big league. So, but, you know, whenever it happens, I really can't control it. And like I said, I'm just focused on, playing good baseball here. We just won 3 out of 4 against one of the best teams in the minor league. So, our team's having a lot of fun.
Well, it's great to hear, Anthony. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk with me. Again, this was Anthony Rizzo, the Iowa Cubs starting first baseman and top Cubs prospect. We're looking forward to seeing you at Wrigley Field, hopefully in the very near future.
Thank you. Appreciate it.